Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Greetings, travelers. Yeah, we are so close to the new year, and these last few days have been brutal. We lost a close friend. We lost a good friend of a close friend. A couple family members have lost some important people to them. We've had some very close calls with a few people, and they are still in the hospital. And it's just brutal. It's going out like a beast. And to be fair, I'm really looking forward to next year, hoping that we've got a change in the tide. All my thoughts to all of those folks. And I can't say enough that we want you all to know we're praying for you and pulling for you and sending as much positive energy as we can. And Intention. Let's make this a better year. But with that said, we've kind of got to talk a little bit about New Year's traditions, because there's one very scary one that's been with my family, and I just have to throw that in here. But then I do a little digging, and I know of a few more, and I learned a couple more while I was doing this. So let's share these so you guys are ready for New Year's Eve. Now, it's supposed to be this night of celebration, right? We've got fireworks, champagne, countdowns, and of course, resolutions that we're going to pretend we're going to keep. And we'll forget about them after a few hours. But long before that ball drops in Times Square, and long before we just party like it's 1999 or 2099 or whatever, New Year's Eve in America had a very different energy in the past. It was a night of omens. This was a night when the veil between the old year and the new year was thin enough that something or someone might slip through. Very similar to All Hallows Eve. The winter solstice is still just in the past. There's a lot going on this time of year. It's still the dark of winter. So across Appalachia, the Midwest, and we might even visit the coasts of New England there, because the families around here were not waiting for midnight with excitement, but kind of fear and anticipation. The story goes that the first soul to cross your threshold after the stroke of midnight was believed to shape your fate for the entire year. Now, most hope for a friendly neighbor. There was a legend that if you had a stranger with dark hair, that was a sign of good luck. There was some that said if you had a stranger with blue eyes, bright blue eyes, that would bring fortune. But a lot of places, they didn't want anybody at the door, especially not knocking at the door, because that first visitor sometimes wasn't among the living. So here we go. Settle in, because midnight's coming. All right. Now, there's the idea of the first footer, and that comes from this old Scottish and Irish custom that had been brought to America in the 1700s. Now, immigrants carried this belief that the first person to enter your home after midnight determined your luck for the year, like we said. But in America, it kind of twisted, right? That tradition was a little different. Frontier life was harsh. Death was common. Winters were freaking brutal. When people live that close to danger, their folklore, it gets nasty and it grows teeth. In Appalachia, families would bar their doors on New Year's Eve, not to keep people out, but to keep spirits from wandering in, because they believed if someone had died that year, their soul might return at midnight to not check in on the living, but to cross that threshold and fill your year with misfortune. Now, this is where we get that tradition of placing iron tools by the door to kind of ward off unwanted visitors, living or dead. Sometimes you put coal by the door so that that would protect you. There was a lot of ways to protect yourself. Intention, right? Now, rural Kentucky, this is pretty close to me, especially in the late 1800s, there were families around here spoke of a figure who appeared only on New Year's Eve. And he was a tall man dressed in old-fashioned clothes, his face pale, his eyes completely black, you know, no whites, no pupils, just darkness like a shark. And he never spoke and he never knocked. He simply would just appear at the door on the stroke of midnight. And then if somebody opened the door out of curiosity or fear, he would step inside, walk the length of the room, and he would just leave through the back door without a sound. And now every family who reported seeing him claimed the same thing, that someone in the house would die within that year. Now, this story was told by one of the families I'm related to, the Meeks family, where we live near Big Sandy River in the border of Kentucky and West Virginia. And on New Year's Eve, 1892, the story I was heard was, the story I was told was that the eldest daughter swore she saw a man standing at the edge of their property just before midnight. And when the clock struck 12, he walked straight to the door. Now, she was nervous, but her father opened it thinking that it was a neighbor who was in trouble. And he stepped inside and he had those dark eyes. And he walked straight through the house, didn't say a word to anyone, vanished right out the back door. By spring, her father had gotten very ill, and by summer, he was gone. Now, whether that story is true or not, I can't tell you. I do know that every person that told me that story said that aunt, that grandma, that meemaw, she never lied about anything, according to that family and according to my family. And so for decades, most families in the region refused to open their doors anytime on New Year's Eve, just in case. And I've got a couple more, but we're going to talk about them after the break.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Okay, so continuing on, we're going to head up to coastal New England. Now, this one takes a little different shape. Here, this phantom visitor wasn't a stranger. It was somebody you knew. And families believe that if a loved one had died that year, their spirit should return at midnight on New Year's Eve to check in, but not maliciously, usually as kind of a final farewell. But the omens could still be grim. And they call this one the hollow guest, right? If the hollow guest knocks at your door, it's meant that the family will face hardship in the coming year. Now, if the family spirit does not knock, just comes to the door and walks away, that meant the family was in good shape and that he was just coming by to say goodbye. So we have one story from Maine that talks about a fisherman's wife who heard three knocks at midnight in 1911. Now, this was the same pattern her husband used when he would return from sea, but he had drowned earlier that spring. And when she opened the door, no one was there. But wet footprints led across the floor and stopped at the fireplace like he was drying off. Now, that next year brought a terrible storm. Her family got sickness, and it was the last of the financial ruin on her family, and she was forced to leave. So whether coincidence or curse, the story becomes part of local lore. And just kind of that wonderful reminder that the dead aren't always gone, right? So we move on. Now, this one, coal mine towns of West Virginia and Pennsylvania, kind of in that area up there of Appalachia. New Year's Eve carries a really unique superstition here. And that one basically says, if a soot-covered stranger crosses your threshold first after midnight, it's foretelling disaster in the coal mines. Now, miners, always superstitious, and for good reason. The mines are dangerous, unpredictable, unforgiving, and any sign, any omen had to be taken seriously, especially back then. Now, this one talks about Logan County, Kentucky, where it says a miner named Eli Turner, and this is from New Year's Eve, 1907. He said a man covered in coal dust appeared at his door just after midnight. Now, Eli didn't recognize him, but the stranger walks inside, nodded to him, shook his hand, and then left without saying a word. So Eli refused to go to work the next day. And his coworkers were teasing him, telling him, hey, you're missing a day's pay. You're missing a good holiday pay thing, I guess. It's 1907, probably not. But still, he refused to go. The mine collapsed that afternoon. Eli lived. 23 others didn't. So after that, the story spread through all the coal mine camps. And for years, miners in that area refused to let anyone, especially any strangers, come across their threshold on New Year's Eve all the way through New Year's Day. So, yeah. Now, in the Midwest, these visitors sometimes leave no figure at all, just kind of footprints. Families reported walking footprints, just watching them appear in the snow. Some families reported waking up on New Year's morning to find a single line of footprints in the snow leading into their house and none leading out. Now, sometimes the prints were small, like a child's. Sometimes they were large, like a full-grown man. And sometimes they were barefoot. One family in Indiana claimed the prints led straight to the bedroom of a child who had died that year. And another found them leading to the kitchen table where a single chair had been pulled out. Now, no one ever saw who or what made them. I don't have a lot about omens with this. I do know that the house with the child's footprints, several members of that family got very ill that year. And then the one with the man sitting at the table, who knows? There was no story on that one. So I'm curious if anybody knows anything about that. So if you do, let me know at eerietravels.com. And thank you all for putting up with this. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Patreon members, for keeping us going. And if you'd like to throw a dollar our way, we'd appreciate it. Just go to the Eerie Travels website, eerietravels.com, and just click on the Patreon link. It'll take you there. We appreciate y'all so much. Thank you, gang. We're making it through the year. We're almost there. We're heading to that night of transition. It's a night of vulnerability. It's a night when we look for signs in the dark. And whether you believe in omens or not, there's just something powerful about the idea that that first presence to enter your life in a new year can shape the months ahead. So tonight, when that clock strikes 12, the fireworks fade, when the world goes quiet, listen for some knocks. Check for footprints in the snow outside your door. check and make sure that iron horseshoe over the door frame is solid and still there. And remember the old beliefs that new year begins with whoever crosses your threshold first, living or otherwise. So keep that door closed and just wait till morning so that you can let that DoorDash lady in. Happy New Year, safe travels, and we'll see you on the other side.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.